It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some feastivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Welcome back to Fayette, Missouri. We're getting set to go with the second half of our college basketball doubleheader this evening here on Care Radio as the Benedictine Ravens on the road this evening at Central Methodist. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and engineer, just take care of whatever needs taken care of, kind of a guy. I'm back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, thank you very much. We appreciate all that you do. Tom Couch sitting here courtside and public address announcer. Well, he's going to introduce the starters for this guy's game to you, and as he does that, allow me to do that for you. First of all, for Central Methodist, under second-year head coach Matt Sherman, Central Methodist is going to be starting Marcus Anthony, a 6'2" junior from Jefferson City, Missouri, out of Helias High School. Everett Stubblefield is a 5'11" junior from Chicago, Illinois, out of Lakeland Community College. 6'5" grad student Isaiah May, out of Fairview Heights, Illinois, also out of Lakeland, CC. You're going to have Peter Turay. Peter, he's the big guy. He's your five, and he's a big man out there. 6'8", 220 pounds. The senior from London, England, coming here from the University of West Alabama. And 6'3" junior from Middle Tennessee State University, Trayvon Smith. So for a CMU, it'll be Anthony, Stubblefield, May, Turay, and Smith. For the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, associate head coach John Peer, Benedictine coming into the game at 2-4 and 1-2 in the conference of the Ravens. We'll be starting the five that we're kind of grown accustomed to seeing from them with Ezra Vigafa, the 6'1" junior from Wellington, New Zealand. Out of Leawood, Kansas, a 6'5" sophomore, Preston Reynolds. Ahmad Lewis is a senior. He's 6'2" out of Kansas City, Missouri. 6'1" senior from Andover, Kansas, Braden Belt. And rounding it out from Valley Center, at 6 foot 7 inch tall, sophomore Noah Simmons. So those are going to be your Benedictine starters tonight. As Coach Moody's made some changes around a little bit at that five spot with the starters, but I'm sure that you can very likely anticipate seeing Gino and some of the other guys in there as they have been. But tonight, it'll be Noah Simmons, the 6'7 sophomore, getting the start for Benedictine. Ravens in the traveling black uniforms with red and white lettering and trim, and the home whites out there for CMU with the dark forest green lettering and trim. And now we've already got a change. That is not Benedictine's starting lineup. It is going to be Gino starting. So Gino Corridori is going to start, and he is going to jump against Peter Turay, and the ball is going to come down to CMU. We're underway. Central Methodist with the basketball going from right to left in the first half. Yes, men's basketball. We have halves now. Ball's going to come off on top. Central Methodist will feed all the way across to the left side with a falling away three. Perfect. Wow. Marcus Anthony starts the scoring off in a hurry. And the Eagles are going to lead half a minute into the game, 3-0. Benedictine with the basketball. Driving in is going to be Preston. He'll keep the dribble alive and back away. Comes out on top to Gino. Left side, Braden. Belt. Little seesaw dribble. Goes over to the left side. Way out on the edge is Ahmad. Top side again is going to go. Preston will go to the baseline. Get cut off. Player defense applied. Backing in. Into the lane. Shot is going to be up. Somewhat deflected. And the rebound is going to be cleared away off the floor by Marcus Anthony. Here comes Central Methodist. We're a minute in. Eagles with the basketball. Leading at 3-0 in the early going. Little skip pass over to the right side to Anthony. Marcus brings it off on top. Dumps it back over to the right side. This is CMU taking their time. Here's a cross-court lob, and it's going to be thrown away. I think, and I can't be sure, I think Everett Stubblefield was lobbing it across the floor for Anthony, but a little too much velocity, a little too high a trajectory, and that ball could be caught by no one as it lands out of play. Back up the court with a basketball. It will be Benedictine. And the ball's going to be knocked away. Stolen, the jailbreak of a two-handed throw down. Trayvon Smith stepped in front of Ahmad Lewis and just took that thing away, went to the other end of the floor, and it is 5-0, Central Methodist. Ravens for three. Ahmad shot a little bit too strong, and rebounding it back down. Here come the Eagles. Central Methodist will bring it up the floor. Top side, here's Anthony for three. In and out, no, and he falls to the floor trying to decoy the official, but they were not buying any of what he was selling. Benedictine back up court. Ezra with the ball. Goes to the free throw line, right side Preston. Reynolds back out top. Ezra, pass underneath to Gino. Mishandles it, goes up with it anyway, and scores it regardless. Gino Corridori. They're the first points for Benedictine tonight. It is 5-2 Central Methodist with 17:45 to go in the opening half. Eagles will again go to the left side and stepping with a little, you can't call it a bucket step, I don't think, because usually that's when you're squared up very close to the sideline. But instead, Marcus Anthony had the ball near the sideline, pivoted with the right foot, and as he planted the left, put it firmly out of bounds, and Benedictine is going to get it back in. 17.5 to go in the first half. Ezra with the ball, goes Gino, back to Braden. Belt starts left, goes all the way to the elbow, comes back out on top. Again, Ravens working against his player defense, driving into the lane. Ezra's shot's going to be altered, and the rebound off the miss comes down to Central Methodist. Peter Turay coming up with a loose basketball, and Eagles are back on offense. Trayvon Smith to Stubblefield. Passes off top side. Marcus Anthony eases over to the left side, accelerates down side of the lane, 12 on the shot clock. Back out on top, it'll go to Trayvon. Smith, top side, that's a long three. Boom, wow, what a shot from way, way outside. Fully a step and a half above the ring, Everett Stubblefield for three. And it is 8-2 Eagles, 16.5 to go, first half. Back around to the left side, the skip pass into the middle, and they're going to call a kick. What happened there was Ezra was driving to the left side, and Vigafa was going to try a little bounce pass across the lane, but a defender I'm not so sure he really so much kicked the ball as the ball landed on his, hit him in the foot. And it'll come to Benedictine off the kick. 16:20 to play in the first half. Topside Ahmad. Here's Belt for three. Too strong. Rebounding it back down. Central Methodist. Stubblefield up the court. Goes coast to coast. Dumps it over to the right side. Into the corner. Now driving the baseline. Putting it out on top. Anthony undefended. 3-point shot. No good. And the rebound lost out of bounds. It'll be off the fingertips of Isaiah May and will belong to BC. Ravens will bring it in from deep in the backcourt. 16 minutes to go in the half. Eagles in front, 8-2. Marcus Anthony with the basketball. Here's Benedictine, backs in, kicks it off on top. Ahmad Lewis with it. Ahmad backs away, pulls it up, a long two, they're counting it two. He was just a toe on the line, but a long 2-point shot for Ahmad Lewis. And it is now 8-4, Benedictine hanging tough, hitting a basket that they really needed right there. It goes over to Stubblefield, feeds over to the left block, stepping in, little behind-the-head layup. It's up and good, and a plus one. Going to get a foul on Gino Corridore, who's trying to provide a little defense in the middle. So Gino's going to have foul number one and an opportunity at a conventional 3-point play for Central Methodist. Coming to the line, the big guy, Peter Turay. Turay coming to the line again, 6'8" out of London, England, out of the University of West Alabama. Airborne and good. So Turay has three. It is 11-4, Central Methodist, 15:20 to go. First half. Ravens on the road tonight. We're coming back home Saturday afternoon. Back it in, Gino. Falls away. Hook shot. No. It was a little off balance with that one. And wanted to lean in for the shot, but the defender was too big. Trey's just so big. So he went falling away with that shot and just didn't have enough on it. Here's a feed to the free throw line, spinning in, twisting, turning the shot high off the glass and good. Trey with two more. And on that one, he altered the trajectory. That thing was off the top of the square and it fell straight down into the bucket. Ravens will feed in the middle. That was a beautiful assist by Belt and 2 points for Corridore. 13-6. CMU. Here's another shot from the top. And another three is up and in. 3-point shot, Trayvon Smith. 16-6. Central Methodist has taken a double-digit lead over Benedictine at the 14-20 mark. 3-point shot, Belt. No. Rebound, Central Methodist. Eagles are going to clear it down and take it into the forecourt. We're going to down the left side. It's going to be Smith. Brings it off on top between the circles. Isaiah. Back over comes to Trayvon. Being defended by Marcus Anthony. Anthony's given up some height in that matchup. Topside now to Stubblefield. Here's a three. Left side. Count it for three. Trayvon Smith hitting another 3-point shot. And we're going to get a timeout with Coach Moody and Benedictine. Taking a break with the Ravens. We're at 13:53 to go in the first half of the men's game. Central Methodist 19, Benedictine 6.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back here to Fayette, Missouri. Ravens taking a timeout with 13:53 to go in the opening half, finding themselves down 19-6. And you don't have to be some kind of a great basketball mind. You know, it doesn't take Red Auerbach to look at this or Tommy Heinsohn and say, why are you down 13? It's because Central Methodist is absolutely flaming hot. Okay? CMU right now is 7 of 9 shooting the ball. That includes 4 of 6 three-point shooting, also perfect at the free throw line. Benedictine is 3 of 9 shooting the ball, 0 for 3 from long range, and have not had a free throw yet this evening. So Central Methodist has just come out of the gates, and they are hitting everything they throw in the air. And now the Ravens are going to be forced to battle from behind. Benedictine will put the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. 13:40 to go as they come into the forecourt. Ravens are going to make a substitution, putting Noah Simmons in the game. Out on top with the basketball for Benedictine. Now it's going to be Ahmad. Lewis will work over to the left side. Has a little collision with Preston Reynolds. Now Ahmad will pull up and throw a three. He's kind of at the basket. It hits the rim, bounces away, and the long rebound is going to be cleared down by Trayvon Smith. Here comes Central Methodist. Stubblefield with it now on top on the 4-1 time. Goes left side. Three-point shot. That one won't go, but an offensive board is going to be cleared down by Isaiah May. He'll go into the lane and gets fouled by Preston. So Preston Reynolds will collect his first foul of the ball game. For the Ravens, it'll be team foul two, and Central Methodist has yet to commit a personal foul. We are 7 minutes in. We're going to get a substitution for each of these teams after the first of these two free throws. First one, it's good. And that represents the first point of the game for the Eagles, Isaiah May. Coming in for Central Methodist, you're going to find it, Charlie Gronkowski. Now, Charlie played last year, and he's just a big, strong guy, kind of a banger in the middle, 6'6", 225, hometown kid from right down here in Boonville. Into the game for Benedictine. We're going to get Noah Simmons checking in. Noah, the 6'7" sophomore. So the Ravens have the basketball, trailing it out 21-6. As Isaiah May obviously hits both of those free throws. Benedictine goes left side, feeds in the middle. The dish comes back out on top. It's mishandled for a moment. They're picked up, and the three-point shot missing on the effort of the rebound. We have a foul on Simmons. So Noah will have his first and the Ravens' third foul here in the first half. Central Methodist has not committed a foul yet, and we are over 7 minutes in. Benedictine runs another player to the scorer's table. Also into the game for BC right now. By the way, it's going to be Bryson LaRue. So you got Bryson out there, the 6'2 sophomore from Lee Summit. Now the Ravens with a steal. Bryson goes up and lays it off the glass and in. Bryson LaRue for a couple. First score for Benedictine in quite a while. It's now 21-8. To feed Gronkowski with it on the left side. He backs in. Having trouble getting inside. Simmons brings it back off on top. Pass dish to the right side. The three is shot and hit. And Central Methodist continues to be absolutely white hot. 24-8, Central Methodist. Now their largest lead of the game at 16. We go inside 12 to play opening half. Men's college basketball here on Care Radio this evening. Skip pass over to the left side. Backing in, no room. Here's Bryson with it. He works to the left. Little mismatch there as he'll fall away, put the jumper up and hit it. That was a good job by LaRue finding himself against Gronkowski, who, although Gronkowski is a little taller, LaRue much more fleet of foot and was able to get away from him and get a good look at the rim and knock it down. 11:20 to play in the half, 24-10. Central Methodist is behind the back, behind the head pass. Now Gronkowski is going to lose the handle on the ball as he was trying to drive in. Gronkowski not necessarily a ball handling guy on this team, but tried to drive down the right side of the lane, had it dislodged from him, knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Central Methodist with 11 on the shot clock and 11:15 to go in the first half. The ball comes quickly in for Central Methodist, and they've got another substitution in the game. That's Christian Barbieri. On top, here's Gronkowski. He'll go for three. Doesn't hit it. And a rebound belt and knocked out of his hands and off Braden back to Central Methodist. Christian Barbieri, a 6'5" junior from Milan, Italy. There are several international students on this Central Methodist roster. CMU with the basketball over to the right side. Now we got Trent Lyles in there. He's from State Fair Community College, Sedalia. Ravens coming up with a steal. Down the floor with it. Out on top, LaRue feeds back in underneath. The layup, no, but a foul called inside. That will put Benedictine on the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Trent Lyles. And right there, with 10:46 to go in the first half, the first foul by Central Methodist. The free throw will not go in for Anthony Hall. Anthony's just come into the ballgame. Quickly getting into the action. First free throw does not go in. One more shot coming up. Second one, nope, can't get that one either. And a rebound tipped around. Noah Simmons is able to take it away from Barbieri. And the Ravens are going to reset the offense. Out on top, Ahmad. Lewis steps it over to the right side, goes to Anthony, and Hall didn't get the ball on the floor quickly enough, called for a travel. We're approaching the midpoint of the first half. And here comes Central Methodist. Trent Lyles has the ball, goes right side. The three off the back of the rim and bounces up high, missing. Rebound cleared away by Simmons. Here comes Benedictin. Ahmad Lewis into the forecourt. Playing off the screen by Simmons. Jumps it over to Bryson. LaRue has it. Keeps the dribble alive. He'll go to the right side. Back to the left. And now he's going to have his pocket pick. Right in front of him, Isaiah Williams takes it away. Drives to the other end of the court. Can't get it to fall, but is fouled by Belt. Braden Belt's first foul of the game. So Benedictin with 14 fouls, one each on four different players. And Eagles coming to the line. Isaiah Williams out of Jersey City, New Jersey. First free throw is good for the 6'3" junior. Central Methodist continues to be perfect at the free throw line, and that one will be also 5 of 5 at the line for Central Methodist. They extend their lead now to 26-10. Back to that 16-point advantage, and we are inside 10 minutes, so Joseph, know that there will be a break coming up, and I think this probably is going to be it. We have our media timeout. We're taking a break. There are 9 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the opening half of this men's college basketball game. We're in Fayette, Missouri. It is Central Methodist 26, Benedictine 10.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
A late arriving crowd and how it's very easy for that to be what happens when teams start, you know, kind of early at 5:30 and the crowd has continued to grow in number and enthusiasm. And here for the guys' game, not exactly an SRO crowd, but it's a really nice crowd, a good turnout, a lot of people here, and a lot of, just so you're aware, a lot of Benedictine fans who have followed both the women's and men's team over here this evening. There are a lot of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference tonight and one tomorrow night. Tonight, Park is at Baker, Culver at William Penn. Mount Mercy hosts Missouri Valley. Peru State at home with Grandview. And, of course, the Ravens here tonight at Central Methodist. Benedictine putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, trailing up 26-10. Skip pass over to the right side, Simmons, backing in against Barbieri. Backing in, turns around, falling away, shot is up and no good. And the rebound pulled down by Central Methodist, but Isaiah Williams with a heel on the baseline gives it back to Benedictine. For Coach Moody, a trio of substitutions and three starters re-enter the game as Ezra Vigafa, Preston Reynolds, and Gino Corridori come back in. They're going to be out there with Braden Belt and Bryson LaRue. It'll be Benedictine ball coming in at the baseline. Again, they're getting the clock business all squared away. 9:35 to go in the half, 20 on the shot clock. Ravens are going to be putting it in play, and it'll be Ezra to do the inbounding. Skips it in. Bryson shoots it off the glass and in. Straight up and in. Bryson LaRue, and He has come off the bench to really contribute. He has half of Benedictine scoring. He's got six. 26-12. Eagles, 9:20 to play in the opening half. CMU goes baseline, lobs it back. Big guy, Bronkowski, goes underneath. Doing good. As he just took it up and over. His defender, BC, back up the floor with it. They'll go right side to Gino. Corridori on the floor once, twice, three times. Stops, twists, turns, shoots it off the window and missed if it caught the foul. So Gino backing in, and that's got Charlie Bronkowski turning around. And he's talking to the official saying, he just keeps banging into me. I'm standing there, and he's running into me. Well, certainly, I don't know how accurate that was, but I will tell you that certainly there was lots of contact, plenty to go around. And the free throw, no. So Corridori, unable to convert on his first free throw opportunity of the evening, is going to have one more shot coming. Central Methodist is going to bring back into the game Peter Touré. Got Isaiah Williams is out there with Trent Lyles. Got Everett Stubblefield back in. Got Touré and Christian Barbieri. Second free throw, also no good. So Corridori, 0 for 2 at the free throw line tonight. And the Ravens with 8:45 to go in the half, down 16, 28-12. CMU, here's a three, launched in a rare miss, and a rebound. It's going to be tipped down, pulled down by Benedictine. Up the floor with it after coming down with the board, Braden Belch. He'll bring it all the way down, kick it over to the left side. It's going to be mishandled by Preston, but he's able to recover before it gets back to midcourt, and BC will reset the offense with 16 on the shot clock. Now around the left side, cutting into the lane, putting up a one-handed shot. It is up, and it is good. Ezra Vigapa has his first point of the evening. 26-14, Central Methodist. They'll go baseline left from just outside the lane. The first shot is up, missing. Getting his own rebound. Isaiah Williams follows it up again. Can't hit it. And this time it's a Benedictine rebound. Flying down the court, Ezra goes coast to coast. Has the ball stripped out of his hands. But having reached in, we're going to have a foul called on Marcus Anthony. So Central Methodist will have collected its fourth team foul. And they are even with Benedictine, 14 fouls apiece. Inside eight to go in the half as Ezra comes to the free throw line with 2 points this evening. Takes his time, looks it over, and hits it. Vigapa gets the first of two. I alluded a moment ago to the fact that there is one conference game tomorrow night, and that will be Clark going to Lamoni at the Morton Center. It'll be Clark at Graceland. One more free throw coming up for Ezra. Looking to get Benedictine back to within a dozen. This one will not. And a rebound down to Everett Stubblefield. Everett glides into the forecourt, taking it down the right side. Goes across the timeline, weaves his way over to the left at the 28-foot mark. Now pushes it over to Marcus. Anthony will go right side to Isaiah Williams. He'll play off his screen, go down to the corner, get trapped down there, able to lob it back out on top to Stubblefield. Shot clock 8, shot clock 7. The feed to the left block. Looking into the middle is Touré. The big guy backs in, twists, turns, now falls away, shoots and misses. Rebound on the floor. Ravens have it. What a great effort by Ezra to save the ball. Gets it to Preston. Right side belt, back out on top. Belt will work around to the left side, keep the dribble alive, stops at the top of the key, now starts to the left, loses the handle, goes back, picks it up off the dribble, kicks it over again to Bryson. LaRouche drives to the left side, plays off the screen, falls away, straight ahead, long three, no good, well short, and a rebound's cleared away by Stubblefield. Central Methodist back up the floor with it at 6:56 to go in the half, the baseline three, Isaiah May, too strong, and on the rebound, lots of contact, and this foul I think has got to be on Gino. And I say that just because of Corridori's reaction. That will be his second foul tonight. 6 minutes and 51 seconds of play in the opening half. Coach Moody turns and summons Noah Simmons back into the game for Gino. We'll check out with those two fouls. 6:51 to go, first half. And again, with 20 on the shot clock, Eagles will put it in play at their baseline. and on top Toure. Big guy flashed up to the high post, dumped it over to Stubblefield. Now driving into the lane down the left side of all, nearly stolen away by Belt. He reaches in, no foul call. Shot blocked topside by Simmons. And Benedictine is going to clear down the free basketball. Here's Bryson LaRue. Don't go over to the left side. Preston, he will drive it across, palms the ball over, and Benedictine will be foiled in an opportunity to cut into that Central Methodist lead. Eagles are going to bring it back the other way. 6:27 to go in the opening half. Okay, moving along briskly enough here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Hope you're enjoying College Hoops tonight. The shot for the baseline misses, and Benedictine almost sacrifices a rebound, but now they'll pick it up, go to the other end of the floor. The shot is deflected out of the hands of Preston Reynolds, and Eagles are going to bring it back to their end. Here's a three in front of the Raven bench, buried. Three-point shot by Trayvon. Trayvon Smith's third three tonight. He's got 11, and Benedictine for the third time this evening trails by 16. 31-15. The Benedictine three from the left side misses. But Bryson there to follow it up and put it back home. It's now 31-17. Falling away from the left side. In and out. Nope. Rebound. Vigafa. 5:25 left. First half. Baseline three. Belt can't get it to fall. Braden Belt couldn't get that thing to drop in for him. Back up with it. Central Methodist. Eagles looking to put together their largest lead of the game. And as the drive goes into the lane, we've got contact and a Raven foul. I think that's going to be on Noah Simmons. It will be. So the Raven bigs getting into some trouble as they've got a couple of fouls apiece. And Benedictine's going to the bench and checking into the game for BC is going to be Zach Schwinn out of Moore-Hillmount Academy. The shot goes up for Central Methodist and it's good. It's now rather missed and rebounded by the Ravens, 31-17. 31-17, Central Methodist in front with 4:44 to go in the half. The driving shot in the lane, LaRue, that time it won't go in. And the ball rolling around on the floor, still rolling on the floor, no travel called. Central Methodist is going to pick it up. Benedictine quickly back down on defense. Over to the left side is going to be Stubblefield. His running one-handed shot is up and good. Everett Stubblefield with five. On the court for Benedictine. Vigafa, Reynolds, Schwinn, LaRue, and Simmons. 4:15 to play in the opening half. LaRue with the basketball, top side, Ravens down 33-17. The ball missed at the baseline. Ravens are going to save it. The feed in the middle and thrown right into the hands of a CMU player. Baseball passed at the other end of the floor, and the driving layup missed, but the follow tip good by Stubblefield. 35-17. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout, and so shall we. We're taking a break. We're at 3:57 to go in the opening half in Fayette. Central Methodist 35, Ravens 17.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Hi, for the here in the Puppet Fieldhouse on the campus of Central Methodist University, Fayette, Missouri. I believe it's Clark County. Clark County, Missouri. And Benedictine going to be back at home in the Nolan Saturday afternoon. So we're looking forward to bringing you that. High school basketball Friday night and we will have the Phoenix Atchison at Rossville. So we've got that. And, of course, Gus and I are going to have a little sports look action for you tomorrow night, right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report Thursday night, tomorrow night here on CARE. So all kinds of good stuff coming your way. Happy to be bringing it to you. Benedictine. Inbound to the basketball. Here's Ezra. They'll skip pass. The driving shot. Preston Reynolds off the Winneman. Good. First point of the ball game for Reynolds. 35-19. Central Methodist in front. Ravens are going to go back to the bench here. Shorten. The ball's going to be added away. Reynolds is going to come up with it. Outlets it to the right side to LaRue. LaRue goes up. Gets knocked to the floor. No foul. Rebound. Follow shot. No good, but a foul call this time, putting Noah Simmons at the free throw line, where Noah will have an opportunity at his first point of the game. Benedictine has got a couple of guys at the scorer's table now. I see Ahmad Lewis over there. And who else are we going to have? First free throw. Yeah. So Simmons will hit the first free throw. Coming into the game for Benedictine, we will have Ahmad Lewis back in. Second free throw, not good. And rebound swept down by the Eagles. 35-20 Central Methodist to 3:15 to go, opening half. Skip pass to the right side, booted out of bounds by Ahmad. Now another substitution coming in for the Ravens, and here we go. Benedictine is going to bring Larry in. Larry Parker III, the 6'4" freshman from Kansas City, Missouri. 3:10 to go and rolling along in the opening half. Eagles with the basketball. All alone. The three. Well short. Rebound. Reynolds. Preston had it. Throws it right into the hands of a CMU player. And the shot goes up and in. Double field for a couple of more. 37-20. 2:50 to go in the half. Here's Reynolds with the basketball. Top side. Dumps it over to the right to Larry. Tries to feed in the middle, but his pass was errant and stolen back by Central Methodist. The feed to the other end of the floor and quick hands and quickly down the court, defending Ezra Vigapa, who's able to slap it away and knock it out of bounds. Benedictine going to be making another substitution at this next dead ball. Vigapa, Reynolds, Lewis, Schwinn, and Parker out of the court now for BC. Free throw, not going to fall for Isaiah May. He had hit his first two. Now Reynolds is going to come out. Back in for Benedict and Noah Simmons. So it's going to be Simmons, Vigapa, Lewis, Schwinn, and Parker. And now, wait a minute, another's changed. Vigapa is out. He's going to bring Jared Lee into the game, the 6'2 freshman. This free throw, it's good. So the second free throw by Isaiah May does go in, and it's a 38-20 lead for Central Methodist. 2.5 to go in the half. Skip pass over to the left side. Parker. He'll cut into the lane. Stop. Rotate. Shot up. A little wide to the right side. Eagles boarded down. Benedictine very quickly to the other end of the floor on defense. Central Methodist way up above the ring. Between the circles it goes now to Stubblefield. Over to the left side to May. Isaiah kicks it out on top again to Stubblefield. He's much nearer the mid-court line than the top of the key. Back over to the right side. Little head fake by Trayvon Smith. Doesn't fool anybody. Jared Lee's staying right with him. Here's a runner from the baseline right. Too strong. And a tip back up and in Isaiah May for two. 40-20 Eagles. And we're at a minute 40 to go in the half. Ravens. Jared Lee will bring it up. Loses the handle on the ball. It's going to be slapped out of bounds. Luckily for Benedictine, touched last by Trayvon Smith. And BC's going to have it in right at the end of the scorer's table, nearest the Central Methodist bench. Just over a minute and a half to go in the first half. The ball is brought in. Out on top, Jared will handle it once more. Lee, in between the feet, dribbles it right, left, drives around out of the right side, keeps the dribble alive, backs away, kicks it over to Schwinn. Schwinn dumps it down low to Parker. He'll put it on the floor. Larry for three. No. And the rebound pulled down Stubblefield, caught it on the fly. Stubblefield goes coast to coast, in behind his head, shot up, no good. Rebound, lobbed out on top. The three-pointer, left side, no. Long rebound, Central Methodist, and they're going to reset. 1 minute to go in the half. Here goes Marcus Anthony, and he will put it up and in for two. 42-20. 50 seconds left. First half. The feed left side. Underneath is Noah. Simmons on the floor once, twice. Kicks it back right. The three for Ahmad. And a rebound. And we have a Central Methodist player attacking the ball, but climbing over a Raven player in a progress. And Marcus Anthony will have his second foul tonight. Raven's looking to bring it in play. Lee looking. Goes out on top to Simmons, and he loses it, but it's going to be saved by Ahmad. Now a little problematic, but BC's going to handle it, and they'll be back on offense. Half a minute to go in the half. Nine on the shot clock. Jared Lee goes baseline, crosses over, and his pass thrown into the hands of Stubblefield. Back up with it, CMU. Skip pass left side. Underneath, falling away. Layup missed. Follow, yes. Peter Teray will push it back up and in, and it's 44-20. 10 seconds to go in the half. Benedictine will have a final opportunity. Lee will bring it. Gets it to Larry. He'll go three. No. And that's the half. We come to intermission here in Fayette, Missouri, and we'll return to summarize the half for you as they go to the locker room. Central Methodist 44, Benedictine 20.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Rooms for the coaching staffs, and let's summarize a little bit of how the first half transpired. First of all, for Central Methodist, pretty good half for Trayvon Smith, 11 points in the half, on 4 of 9 shooting, including 3 of 4 three-point shooting for Trayvon Smith. Central Methodist had 9 out of Everett Stubblefield and Isaiah May with 8, 7 for Peter Teray. Marcus Anthony had 5, 2 apiece then. Isaiah Williams, and Charlie Gronkowski. For Benedictine, how about Bryson LaRue? That young man coming in off the bench really gave the team a spark. Hit half his shots, 4 of 8, has 8 points going into the locker room. Following him, it was 4 for Gino Corridori. Ezra Vigafa had 3, 2 apiece for both Preston Reynolds and Ahmad Lewis, and Noah Simmons with 1 first half point for Benedictine. Looking at the shooting, and again, Central Methodist, they're not exactly lights out here. 16 of 34, 47%, and 6 of 15, 40% from the outside, which is an okay number. 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Benedictine, though, just struggling to get the shot to go in. And I can only imagine the frustration that the guys and the coaches are feeling, because you can only do so much when the ball just won't go through. Benedictine, 9 of 29, that's 31%, but 0 of 11. From 3 points, and only 2 of 8 at the free throw line. Central Methodist having out-rebounded Benedictine at the half, 28-15, including 19-10 advantage on defensive rebounds. That all said, second half remains to be played. Opening game saw the Lady Ravens fall behind early, battle back, but they came up short in the opener, and the BC guys going to have to, much like the Lady Ravens, going to have to battle back in the second half. That said, We're going to take a break because they're putting out some kind of like tumbling mats, and it's taking them forever to get them out and on the floor. So kind of curious what this is all going to be. So the crowd, the nice crowd here, going to be entertained at halftime. And we'll be back and bring you the second half of the Guys Game live right here on Care Radio. But first, with a halftime score, Central Methodist 44, Benedictine 20. Back we go to the famous Care Radio Sports Studios and the yet even more famous Joseph Halftime.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. We've got a lot on the Care Country sports schedule. Let me begin the rundown. Coming up tomorrow night, we will have Sports Looks. Sports Looks airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20, and Sports Look is when Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Again, tune in tomorrow immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then on Friday, we've got high school basketball on the schedule. The scheduled tip for the Atchison versus Rossville game has got a 6 o'clock scheduled tip. However, I don't know for sure if they will be starting on time at Rossville. It's been a little while since we've done a Rossville game, so I would make sure that you tune in right around 5:45 to make sure that you don't miss anything on that game, but don't be surprised if it starts a little bit after 6. 8 o'clock is the scheduled time for the boys' game Friday night, as we will be covering the Phoenix as they take on the Dogs of Rossville. Coming up on Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you again, as the Ravens will be playing host to Culver Stockton. Tune in at high noon for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back after these messages with a good look around the Heart of America Athletic Council and the scores as I have them.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in the Baker Park game. It was Park on top with 64 points in the women's game to Baker's 60. Culver-Stockton women had a resounding win over the William Penn ladies with the final score of Culver-Stockton 80, William Penn 68. Missouri Valley topped Mount Mercy 79-70. In the Grandview-Peru State game, Grandview almost broke 100 with 99 points to Peru State's 82. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was a loss for the Lady Ravens as the Central Methodist Lady Eagles had 69 points to the Lady Ravens 57. In men's basketball, with 6 minutes and 21 seconds left in the first, it is Baker leading Park 25-21. With 47 seconds left in the first, it is William Penn men above Culver-Stockton men 43-37. At the half, Mount Mercy is leading Missouri Valley with a score of Mount Mercy 36. Missouri Valley 29. Grandview has 46 points to Peru's 59 at the half. And in this game, we've got Central Methodist sitting at 44 points with the Benedictine Men's Ravens basketball team sitting at 20 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Did you know Community Banking Week is April 24th through the 28th? Union State Bank wants to recognize the value of community banks during this time. Community banks put local capital to work within the community, provide employment for local residents, and help invest locally through loans for houses, businesses, and agriculture. The Union State Bank team is proud to serve you as your local community bank. Come into any of their 8 branches and get a gourmet cookie and a small gift. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 654946.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 34. Tonight, under mainly cloudy skies, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Highs around 48. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, mixed precipitation likely. Lows level off around 32.
mid-30s Friday with a chance for mixed precipitation, upper 30s Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It feels like 38 out there with an actual temperature reading of 39. Winds are out of the south at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity 66%, the dew point 28 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure is falling at 29.90 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside right after these quick messages.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season only at Taco John's.
Hey, welcome back. We're in Fayette, Missouri. And it's halftime of the guys' game. Both teams have just now gotten back out of the court, and we're going to be getting underway with the second half before very long. 44-20 is the Central Methodist lead at this point. So, Ravens have a bit of a comeback effort still out in front of them. Going to see if we can get this refresh here. And like I mentioned, there are a number of games, in fact, five other games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference already this evening. And in those games, at this point, with a couple of minutes to go in the half, Baker with a 32-26 lead over Park. Halftime finds William Penn in front of Culver Stockton, 45-40 in Oskaloosa. It is Mount Mercy just starting the second half, meeting Missouri Valley 36-29. Grandview trails Peru State with 16 minutes to play, 63-54. And again, tomorrow, kind of an unusual outing, it'll be Clark at Graceland, and that is a 4 o'clock game tomorrow in Lamoni. So, how about that? Of course, Benedictine will be talking about their games as the Ravens are going to be at home 2 o'clock, 12 o'clock to the ladies, 2 o'clock for the guys. Benedictine will be at home with Culver Stockton. Again, noon for the ladies, 2 for the guys, Saturday. And, of course, you'll hear those games right here on Care Radio. That said, we're set to go with the second half, and Ravens are going to put the ball in play. We're underway in half number two. Benedictine with his original starting five. Back out on the floor, Ezra Vigalpa, Preston Reynolds, Ahmad Lewis, Braden Belt, and Gino Corridori. And Benedictine's going to turn it over with her first possession and back the other way. It's going to come. Quick three-point shot up and good. How about Trayvon Smith? Now at 14 points. Hits the three. Gets the three, draws a foul. I didn't even see that contact. So we're going to have a foul called and an opportunity for a four-point play for Trayvon. Scoreboard here is blown up. 47-20. Luckily, we're keeping it by hand. Free throw's good. 48-20. And we're half a minute in to the second half. Top side, Braden Belt. Braden goes left, kicks it over. Gino from the baseline for the long two. Nope. And a rebound tipped out on top. Saved by Central Methodist. Isaiah May worked to the left side. Crosses back over, brings it back out on top. Stops between the circles where he gets it over to Marcus Anthony. For Central Methodist, their original five out on the floor also with Anthony, Stubblefield, May, Teray, and Smith. Then here's the shot up and in. two more for Isaiah May, and he's at double figures now with 10. 50 to 20, CMU. We're a minute gone, half number two. Here's Ezra with it for Benedictine. Topside, Ahmad. Ahmad Lewis, two first half points for BC. Ezra goes baseline, kicks it off the window and missed it. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Ture. Big guy, quickly with the outlet down the floor to Stubblefield. Stubblefield, that's a very long three. It's going to come up just a little bit short, too, and rebounded off the floor by Gino Corridori. Ravens are going to try to run a little bit here. What Benedictine's got to do is find some points. 17-footer by Belt. Nope. Rebound. CMU. Eagles, coast to coast, right side, baseline three. That one doesn't go. And on the rebound, we've got bodies on the floor and a foul called. I suspect maybe on Preston. No. Not going to be on Preston. Foul is going to be on Braden Belt. It'll be his second. And it will be Benedictine team foul one. In fact, the first foul by either team in the second half. Central Methodist is going to bring it in. The shot kind of misdirected. Forced that change. Good defense underneath for Benedictine. Noah Simmons has come back in. BC will feed underneath. Simmons, a little head fake, loses his defender. How about that? Goes up and scores it. Simmons has three tonight. And it's 50-22. 17:50 to play. Feed over to the baseline left. Back and in. The big man puts a shot up, draws the foul. What had happened was a quick first step by Peter Ture. Got him inside Noah Simmons. Simmons out of position at that point. Kind of came in late, came in from behind, swatted at the shot, and draws the foul. It's going to put Peter Ture at the free throw line for a couple of shots. He's got 7 points tonight and is 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Takes his time, eyes it, drains it. Peter Ture with 8. And it is now 51-22. 17:40 to go. Second free throw, he'll get them both. Peter Ture at 9. And Benedictine. He's going to take Simmons out of the game and in for the Ravens is going to come Anthony Hall. So, Coach Moody, going to go a little smaller, probably a little faster. Here's Ezra, one-handed shot, misses. Fighting for the rebound, is able to get his own board, and then we've got a foul inside. Anthony will pick up his third foul, and it'll be team foul one of the second half by Central Methodist. Benedictine will have it into their offensive baseline. We're down to 17-28 to go in the ballgame. 20 on the shot clock. Ezra will put it in at the baseline. The crowd's really quiet. It's very subdued. Probably most of the questions in doubt are out right now. It's just a 30-point game, 17-20 to go. Here comes Ahmad Lewis. He goes coast to coast, loses the handle on the ball. It's going to go out of bounds, but it will go off a Central Methodist player, so the Ravens are going to have it back into their offensive end. Shot clock now at 13. Coach Moody walks down to the baseline, fully believing, and I cannot argue at all, that his player had been fouled. Here's a shot for the Ravens. It's up and good for three. How about that, Ahmad Lewis for three? 52-25. 17-17 to go. Cross court, batted away by Ahmad. And the Ravens are going to save it on the sideline. Outlet pass left side on the floor. One shot goes up and in with the left hand. Give that bucket to Anthony Hall, his first points of the game. And that brings on a Central Methodist timeout. And head coach Matt Sherman in his second year takes it. We're going to enjoy it with him, Joseph. 16:58 to go in the guys' game. CMU 52, Benedictine 27.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded bank.
I don't know how the Hurricanes are doing tonight. Actually, I think they played last night, but right now, Central Methodist coming out of the timeout beats Benedictine 52-27, and they have the ball on offense. They'll go for three and another three. Wow. Just hitting everything they throw in the air. Trayvon Smith, that's his fifth three tonight. 55-27, 16 and a half to go. And now the Ravens bounce pass in the middle. It's going to be turned over. Long cross court pass over deep into the left corner. Comes back out on top to Marcus Anthony. Gets it behind him to Stubblefield. Stubblefield kind of holding the ball up top side, working against Bryson. Pass in the middle is batted away, but it's going to be rescued by Isaiah May. And Central Methodist drives into the lane and will have a Raven foul. Benedictine reaches in, and that's Preston. Yeah. Preston Reynolds, foul number two. 16-16 to go in the game. Eagles will have it in at their baseline, and Preston comes out. So Reynolds will exit the game, and Gina Corridori returns to the floor. Now, before the ball even gets in play, we have a foul. Ahmad picks up his first foul, and here comes Central Methodist. They'll bring it in to Trey. And CMU goes over and back. The ball comes into Trey, who kicked it out on top, but kind of misjudged the location of Trayvon Smith. Smith saved it. He was teetering. He was leaning. He was just trying to hold his balance in the forecourt. And then leaned across and put his hand on the floor because he was falling down. And Ravens are going to get it on the over and back. Here comes Benedictine. 16 minutes left in the ballgame. LaRue goes right side. Gino. Corridori. A couple of head fakes later. His shot is up. Rolls across the rim. Doesn't fall in, but gets fouled. Will come to the line. Peter Turay will collect a second foul tonight. And Benedictine at the free throw line in the person of Gino Corridori, who with 4 points tonight is 0 of 2 at the free throw line. This one, nice. See, as tall as he is, he extends those arms almost straight up over his head and just kind of almost throws it down into the rim. Now Benedictine is going to go bring Daeglen Sullivan into the game. I've not had the pleasure watching Daeglen. Second free throw by Corridori is also good. It's 55-29, 15:50 to go. Daeglen Sullivan is a 6'1" freshman from South Bend, Indiana. I think they've got a couple of athletic teams in South Bend. Some college has some sports teams there. 15:40 to go. Here's a shot driving in, partially deflected, but an offensive rebound is going to be followed up. The two-handed dunk is missed. Another offensive rebound is going to be followed up and short. Tipped down, and another offensive rebound out on top. Feed over to the right side. This time the crossover layup is going to be up and good by Isaiah May. He's got a dozen. 57-29 at 15:20 to go. Back to the right side. BC. Ahmad. Look at the back end. No room. Comes back off on top. Parker's in the game. You know what? Probably be helpful if I just reset this Benedictine 5 on the floor. But we don't have it out there, so let me just help you. Here's a layup. It's up and good. Bryson LaRue has his 10th point. Looking out of the court, we've got Bryson LaRue and Gino Corridori. I've got Ahmad Lewis. Also have Anthony Hall and, rounding it out, Daeglen Sullivan. Here's a shot in the lane. Up and deflected out of bounds by Anthony Hall. Nice defense as he rejects the Everett Stubblefield shot. Marcus Anthony out of the game, and Central Methodist will bring Isaiah Williams in, the 6'3 junior from Jersey City. 14:40 to play in the ballgame. 57-31. Baseline follow-away shot up and good for three. Trayvon Smith, that is six threes now for Trayvon. And an offensive foul by Benedictine as the Ravens are on the other end on offense. 14:26 to go. Coach Moody again asking the official, what did he do? The official said, I kind of slid over and stepped in front of this guy. And now, out on top, the ball batted away by Daeglen Sullivan, but Daeglen called for a foul as when he reached in. Contact was not just with the basketball, but kind of across the arm and the shoulder. And So Declan will have a foul. And at the free throw line, is that his team foul 7? The front half of the 1-1 is up and good by Everett Stubblefield. And he's got 10. Stubblefield, that was his first free throw opportunity of the night. Got a new face in the game for Central Methodist as the second free throw is up and rims out no good. And as quickly as it comes into the game, before a single second clicks off, Christian Barbieri will pick up his first foul. And that'll be Eagle team foul 3? Yeah, team foul 3 in the second half. Ravens have committed 7. Here comes Benedictin. Out on top, Ahmad Lewis plays off a screen by Gino. Cuts back into the middle, goes into the lane, changes hands. Nice! Teardrop over the front by Ahmad Lewis. It is 61-33. Central Methodist falling away from 15, left side. In and out, no good. And a board back down to Deglan Sullivan. Sullivan, a little behind the back dribble, tries to throw it into the center, but a defender standing right in the way takes the ball. Down with it will come CMU. Now the Ravens are going to pick it up, and quality of play has deteriorated to some extent. Got a lot of different faces. Here's a Raven 3. Oh, yeah, there you go. Bryson LaRue has 13. 61-36. 13 minutes left. Central Methodist has some starters in, some other faces. Oh, here's a beautiful behind-the-back bounce pass across the lane. Stubblefield hits the driving layup for his 12th point. 63-36. And we're down to about 12 and a half minutes to go. Sullivan with the basketball, left side, working in front of Everett. Stubblefield providing the defense, right side to Ahmad. He thought about the long shot, then doesn't. Goes back to the right side. Here's a LaRue 3. It's halfway down and then spins out. And rebound taken away by Barbieri. Eagles back down the floor with a basketball. Benedictin has 4 at the scorer's table. CMU has 2. The ball batted away. Loose on the hardwood. Trayvon Smith picks it up, launches, and hits another 3. My goodness. Trayvon Smith. It is 66-36 as we're inside 12 to play now. Here comes Benedictin offense. Little skip over to the left side. Driving across, going in, hook shot off the window. Nicely done, Gino Cordori. 66-38. 11 and a half left. Eagles left side, kick on top, the 3 off the back of the rim. The really long rebound pulled down by Gino. He'll get it to Sullivan. Sullivan left-hand dribble into the forecourt. Lays it back behind him to Gino, who's 2 steps above the 3-point line. Comes back again to Sullivan in front of the Benedictine bench out on the elbow. He'll go down the left side of the lane, dumps it back over to Gino, head fakes once, shoots it off the window, and got it to roll. Corridori makes it 66-40. And Benedictine will take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break with 11-11 to go in the game. Eagles 66, Ravens 40.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
We come back here to Puckett Fieldhouse on the Central Methodist campus. It's great to have you along here this evening on CARE Radio. Joseph producing and engineering in the studio. Tom Couch with you here at the gym. Central Methodist into the forecourt coming out of the timeout. leading 66-40. Here's a little three-point shot and knocking it down. A new guy in the game. How about that? That shot was taken and hit by Charlie Bronkowski. Charlie only had a couple of points in the first half. He makes it 69-40. Down to the steal. Charlie, down the floor. Preston just says, okay, I just can't allow that breakaway layup. And so he stops that. Thank you very much. Get some hand-delivered stats now because I think that the system is down. This is not going to work tonight, maybe?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
I just got told.
Fair enough.
The paper, so I run the paper.
Thank you. Yeah, the statistics are not working. The scoreboard is not working. We're having some slight tech issues here. Joseph never has that at the studio because he doesn't allow it. A couple of free throws up and good for Gronkowski. And it is now 70-40. Central Methodist. 10.5 to go in the game. Down to the baseline. Nice shot off the window. Good. And tell you what, Braves have had some struggles tonight, but Bryson LaRue is just having a really, really nice game. For Bryson, that's now 15 points, 70-42. Central Methodist at 10:20 to go. Eagles will drive into the lane, dump it over to the right side, now back off on top. The look to the middle. Oh, here's Charlie, the long three for the big man. No. Rebounding it down is Ezra. Vigotha comes down with the board. Goes left side, Belt. Belt works to the top. Nothing. Ezra left side. Cuts across the lane at the free throw line. Dumps it over to the right side. LaRue, no. Rebound tipped out. Save Belt. Goes three, no. Rebound underneath. CMU coming up with a basketball. It's going to be Trey Senegal. I don't see an old Trey out there yet. Trey's a 6'4 junior from Houston. Down to the baseline right it goes, and now the driving shot hits the side of the backboard. That one was off the hands of Barbieri. And here comes Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the game. Some of the fans beginning to put on their overcoats and meander toward the parking lot here. Down the right side, CMU. Little left-hand shot in the lane is going to be up and good. That's Trent Lyles. Trent, the Sedalia native, 6-foot grad student, has his first 2 points. And again, up by 30, go the Eagles, 72-42. We're inside nine. Underneath, the shot rolls around and around, and it's going to be good. Two more, Noah Simmons, and he's at five. Eagles with the ball, and over to the left side, spinning. Charlie Gronkowski, hook shot for two. Gronkowski is clearly a fan favorite here. Here's a feed to the left side. The shot, it's up and in. Count the bucket and a plus one for Preston Reynolds. Preston's fourth point of the game. And before the shot, we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Let's do it. We'll have a free throw coming up from Preston when we return with 8 minutes and 22 seconds of play in the ballgame. Eagles 74, Benedictine 46.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, back with you here in Fayette, Missouri. We've got 8 minutes and 22 seconds to go. And there you go. The systems here continue to not work. And I feel very sorry for the students that are having to come up here because it is like 74 steps from the floor to our perch here. And that is a whole lot of walking up and down. As they are very diligent about trying to keep us updated and up to speed with the stats. So we appreciate that. Here we go. Coming to the line is going to be Preston. Thank you so much. Free throw. Got it. Preston Reynolds. So he will complete the conventional three-point play. You'll be back in about 2 minutes with another one? No. No. Just checking to see. How congenial is that? Yeah, I'll bring him up. 74-47. CMU. And bring the ball out top. And reaching in, nearly stealing it away, Ahmad Lewis, but Trayvon Smith does not relinquish the basketball. Takes it back. Baseline shot for three is off the mark by Marcus Anthony. And Central Methodist has its starting five back on the floor. Anthony Stubblefield, May, Teray Smith. The starters are back out there for Coach Matt Sherman in his second year. And now reaching in an attempt to steal the ball free, Ahmad Lewis will collect the foul. A couple of fouls down by Ahmad Lewis. And since they brought us these stats, we should maybe just give him a look right now. Benedictson is, where are they at? They're 2 of 5 three-point shooting in the second half, so that improves their numbers to 2 of 16 three-point shooting. The first free throw is going to be up and good for Trayvon. Trayvon has missed hardly anything. He missed a free throw in the first half, and I'm not sure he's hardly missed any other shots. Second free throw here is good, and Trayvon Smith is 7 of 9 three-point shooting in this game. Here's Benedictson with a basketball now, trailing 76-47. And we have reach in and a little contact on top, and that is Trayvon picking up his first foul. 7.5 to go in the game. And now the officials are going to have a little convo. Yeah, that was on Trayvon Smith. The PA guy had it wrong. He was giving it to Teray, number 12, but it was number 13, Trayvon. BC brings it in. And quickly, as it comes in, the shot goes up and won't quite go in for Zach Schwinn. Zach back at the ball game for Benedictson. So nice to see Zach in there tonight. Here's a little turnaround shot in the lane. The hook shot is up and short. And a rebound cleared away by Benedictson. Gino Corridori comes down with it. Out on top. Here's a three. Ezra. No. It's a very long rebound. Comes down to Marcus Anthony. CMU all the way to the other end of the floor. Anthony uncontested. It's up and in. Marcus with, what, 7 now. And it's 78-47. Benedictson left side. Ahmad Lewis brings it to the top. Changes directions. Plays off the screen. Goes underneath, and as he goes up with a shot, Gino's nearly knocked to the floor, but the big guy is able to maintain his balance and will walk to the free throw line for a pair of shots, and that will be the third foul for Peter Teray. And CMU's 5 starters may come out of the game here at 6:43. I see 5 guys at the scorer's table. Now, that tells me probably that those 5 starters maybe done for the night. Free throw here is wrapping around, and it's going to be good for Gino. So the starters are out. At 6:43 to go. Central Methodist is going to be out there with Christian Barbieri on the right side. On the left side is going to be Charlie Bernkowski. Over in the wing is Trent Lyles. On the right corner is going to be Trey Senegal. And in the backcourt, it looks like Victor Kochalowski. I was getting pronunciations before the game, and I'm like, I could do that. Victor Kochalowski, the 6'1 freshman from Belarus. Second free throw is up, and it is now 78-49. Both of them good for Gino. On the other end of the floor, the ball's going to be stolen away, and the outlet to the other end of the court, just a little too strong, a little too long. Barbieri's going to bring it down. He'll launch a three that misses. and a rebound cleared away by BC. Ravens coming up with the basketball. And walking it up the floor is going to be Deglan Sullivan. So the Ravens with a little different look out of the floor right now. You do have Anthony Hall, with whom we are somewhat familiar. Left side, Zach Schwinn will back away. He'll go three. No, it wouldn't go. Hits the back of the rim and kicks away dead on line, but just a hair strong. And now the ball is going to be stolen away on the other end of the floor. And Schwinn will bring it into the forecourt. Double teamed up on top. Has it batted away from him for a moment. He's able to have a little skip pass into the forecourt. Gets it over there to Sullivan. Sullivan will go left side to Hall. Now over to the wing. Parker. Cross court it goes Schwinn. He'll go three. Oh, it's halfway down and spins out. And a rebound back to Central Methodist. Trent Lyles. 5 minutes to play. Lyles will hold the ball way out in the center circle, working against Larry. Here's a feed to the left side. Baseline three. Won't go for the Eagles. Rebound tipped around. Gino's going to pull it down. Look at him dribble the ball up the floor. Corridori, coast to coast, finger roll. Yes, and one, Gino. Gino Corridori hits the driving shot. He had four at halftime and 2, 4, 6, 8. He's got 10 already in the second half. So at 14, looking for point number 15 tonight, 78-51. And 52. Gino completes the three-point play. 4:45 to go. Eagles up top sides. Central Methodist is going to come away with a couple of pretty impressive wins here tonight. There's Trey Senegal for three. He is the ninth Central Methodist player to have scored this evening. It is 81-52. Driving down, the shot by Parker is deflected, but there was enough contact that the official calls a foul. The whistle is going to be on Charlie Bronikowski. And at the free throw line, here comes Benedictine. Larry Parker III. First free throw is up and will not go in. Now Benedictine is going to switch Anthony Hall out, and in is going to be Jack Vander Woody, 6'4" inch sophomore from Noakesville, Virginia. Second free throw also will not go in for Parker. So for Benedictine, I think I'm looking across the way and I'm looking at my score sheet and thinking everybody's gotten some PT tonight. 4:10 to go. Stepping around to the left side. Eagles baseline jump shot. Nope. And the rebound is going to be slapped away out of bounds. Touch last by Trey Senegal. And back in for Benedictine will come Noah Simmons. So Simmons is in for Gino. So the Raven five. Okay. I've got Zach Schwinn at this corner. I've got Jack Vanderwood on the far side. Out on top is going to be Larry Parker. Backing in with the ball is Noah Simmons. And here's a cross-court pass batted away. And Deglan Sullivan is the guy from whom that was stolen. He's the fifth for BC. Little crossover layup underneath is going to be up and good for Central Methodist. And that's Trent Lyles picking up his fourth. It is 83-52. 3.5 to go. Over to the right side. BC will hit baseline, cut into the middle, falling away from 12. No. Ravens just can't buy a bucket tonight. Some nights it's like that. I would say kind of a lid on that basket. Well, Ben went on here tonight. Now the shot is up. But it would not go in, but a nice offensive rebound and put back by Charlie Bronikowski. Makes it now 85-52. And we are inside 3 minutes left. Young guys out there for Benedictine getting an opportunity here. Late going of the game. Here's a feed to the right side of the lane. Back and across. Simmons loses it. Out on top. Zach, three. There it is, Zach Schwinn. knocks it down from dead away at the top. And it's now 85-55. 2:33 to go. And here's a shot from the outside. It's going to be up and good for Central Methodist. And we got a timeout. Or is that just... Hold on, Joseph. I think that's just Coach Sherman stopping play for a moment to make a few substitutions. Yeah, that's what it's going to be. So we're right back to play here. BC into the forecourt. 2:20 left. Down the right side. Vanderwood starts into the lane. In trouble in the lane. He's got to get rid of it to Schwinn. Top side. Looking into the middle, accelerating into the lane, putting the shot on its way. In and one. So the bucket by Declan Sullivan and a plus one on the foul by Central Methodist, Evans Apollon. Evans Apollon. He's a guy that people have been wanting to see. He is a big man. 6'9", 255 from Port-au-Prince. Free throws up and good. So Declan Sullivan gets three. And now Declan's going to come out and back into the game for Benedict and Jared Lee. 2 minutes to go. Late moment to the ball game. Raven basketball on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. The hook shot from the lane. Off with the left hand. It's up and good. And there's the guy they were talking about. Apollon for two. 90-58. And we have a minute 40 left. Three-pointer. Lefty, a little too strong for Vanderwood. It'll hop once, go out of bounds. And back up the floor, Central Methodist. Inside a minute and a half left. Apollon goes left side. Central Methodist into the corner now. Tanner Lanes, the shot. Nope. Rebound Ravens. Lee comes up with it. Jared, top side to Larry. Here's the big guy for three. That's a little short. And a rebound. Save top. Out our way up high. Apollon comes down with the ball. Dumps it over to the right side. That's going to be Colton Gardner out of Hallsville, Missouri. 6'5 freshman. The Ravens are going to steal it away. 1 minute to play. Jared Lee goes topside to Larry Parker, the third, to Schwinn. Back over to Vanderwood. He'll start in, stop, swings it left, Simmons. Parker from 14, no. It rattled back and forth three times in the cylinder and then just leaped out. Here's Victor Kochalewski, 27. 26 seconds left in the game, 17 on the shot clock. Over to the left side with it is going to be Kochalewski. Draining it down. Now we're inside 10. Shot clock. 15 to go in the game. Jared Lee's with him 4-3. They're not even going to take a shot. They're going to take the violation. And Benedictine is going to have it in with 6 seconds to go. The shot clock goes off. And in it comes. And the Ravens are not going to take a shot. Final score in this one tonight. Central Methodist, 90. Benedictine, 58. And we're going to come back here to Fayette, Missouri, and summarize this for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Tough night on the road for the Ravens tonight here in Fayette, Missouri. Lady Ravens dropping the opening game. Benedictine men coming up short here in the nightcap. Final score this evening, 90-58. Well, Van Halen in the background, maybe one of the highlights of the evening is the Ravens just, tell you what, they were out there battling so hard, played so hard, just were not able to get things to fall for them. Let's look at the scoring, first of all. Center Methodist, everything fell for Trayvon Smith. 7-10 from three-point shooting, 3-3 at the free throw line, 26 points for Trayvon tonight. You had Everett Stubblefield with a dozen points, 10 apiece for Isaiah May and Charlie Bronikowski. So four players for CMU in double-digit scoring. Very close to that, both Mark Anthony and Peter Teray each had 9. You had Trey Senegal with a half dozen. 4 tonight for Trent Lyles, Isaiah Williams, and Evans Apollon, 2 apiece. For Central Methodist. For Benedictine, you know, there were bright spots, rights in the roof, 15 points tonight. And Gino Corridori, 5 of 7. See, the big guys, you like to see that percentage get up there, and here comes Coach across. So we'll chat with him. He'll be on his way. It takes a minute to get up here, okay? So just be aware. This is going to take a few seconds. So anyway, Bryson and Gino, 15 apiece. Samad Lewis with 7, 5 each. Preston Reynolds and Noah Simmons. Ezra Vigatha, 3. Zach Schwinn, 3. Deglan Sullivan, 3. Anthony Hall, a couple of points tonight for Benedictine. But again, the shooting numbers, that was a tough thing. Hey, Coach, that was way too quick to get up here, man. You got to be winded. That's too many stairs. All right, hold on. We're going to do this, and we're going to do this. And I'm hoping that I'm in there, right?
I can hear you.
All right. Ryan Moody, head coach of the BC guys, and Coach, some nights, I was just saying, you know, that they say, hey, there's a lid on the basket or whatever, but guys were getting shots, and I think some shots that they like, but sometimes they just would not go.
Yeah. Some nights, you started it out with some nights, and I was going to finish the statement for you.
Go ahead.
Some nights you're the hammer, and some nights you're the nail. And we were the nail, and then some tonight. I mean, it's not funny, but it's comical. I mean, that's the honest truth. I mean, I think in 12 years, we've lost that big twice, tonight and in the national tournament against the Masters. I think we lost by 32. So, you know, like it's, we have a lot to fix. We're broken. We can't make shots, and I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. We have to evaluate as a staff what shots we're getting. You know, the guys are playing their tails off on defense, but you can only, like, I mean, you can only defend when you shoot 32% or 39% and 13 from three and 52 from the free throw line. It's only so much your defense can do. And they came out and executed really well. I will give them credit. You know, we wanted them to make threes for us to survive in this game. We had to take away the 2 points. They do such a good job of attacking the rim. And they averaged making 7 and came out and bombed in 12. You know, so this is a good team now. I mean, we're talking 7-1 and getting votes in the national or the top 25 coaches poll. But on our end, like, hey man, we got to figure it out. We're not very tough right now. All of this falls on me, not our guys. We're not very tough right now. I thought we looked out of shape or out of wind. I'm not sure if that's because we're out of shape or if we practiced too much or whatever it may be, but I know we're going to get back to practice because I'm not sure there's any other way to fix it. I don't take losing lightly, period. But when you come out and you just can't get anything done at all, the whole group looked just disjointed tonight. And that's on me. So we got to fix that.
I look for a bright spot tonight. I thought Bryson, I mean, he came in and he did, I mean, I thought he did tremendously. He hit, you know, over half of his shots and he gave you kind of a nice little spark as Gino did too.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, both those guys are very efficient. Bryson's one of the most efficient players we've probably ever had, and he's got to shoot it 12 times a game if we're going to be in any game at all. You know, but we have our starters. I mean, just brutal. I mean, it's once again, it's on the head coach. We got to help him get better. We got to make choices on who's going in there. But out of three of our starting guards, we go 4 of 19. I mean, you can't win that way, you know, so it's got to be better. And we, you know, the players that we're playing against tonight, I thought were super aggressive, did a great job on defense, kind of took us out of a lot of things we wanted to do. I thought our bigs were not tough enough on some of the screens. Once again, when I say that, that's on me. I mean, we got to make them better. So I think that this was a tough one. And I don't know. You know, they always say, like, sometimes it's got to get worse before it gets better. I hope not. But we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of work. I still love this team. I mean, they play their tails off. They practice their tails off. They do it. I said this to our staff this week. This group has done everything right except win. I mean, like, you walk into our locker room, they do things like pros. The locker room's clean. They show up for practice every day. They're ready to roll. They bring energy. I mean, they just do everything right, and we just can't figure it out on offense. And we will do everything we can to get that fixed.
Quick bounce back because, you know, you got, what, a day or so away, and then you're right back up at the Nolan Saturday. And
yeah.
It's an early pair.
Yeah, it's an early game. They got the 12 o'clock girls game, the 2 o'clock men's game. It's our toy drive game, so anybody
like
that can make
that,
it,
yeah.
We would love to have you come and bring a toy, get in for free. We've also got season ticket holders appreciation day. So if you're a season ticket holder, we will have a special setup down there in the old pit, and we'll have food for you. And, we'd love to fill the place up. And, you know, I think we'll bounce back. We're going to have a couple of spirited practices if I have anything to say about it. And, we're going to get ourselves ready for Culver, who, has had a couple of good wins. I have no idea what they did tonight, but, we'll be okay. We just got to figure it out. I mean, it's tough to go 3 for 23 from three and win any college basketball game these days. So the right guys are taking them. They're just not going in. So we got to find a way to help their confidence. We got to find a way to help their legs and, get back out there.
Dude,
so one thing about basketball that you got to have a short-term memory. You can't worry about it for too long.
There's a lot of games and
yep.
they come pretty fast.
Yes,
these guys
do.
Got a lot of pride and they got, you know.
Oh yeah, we'll be good.
Good guys.
We'll be good. I mean, this one hurts. This should hurt. I mean, this should hurt, but, it's a good team we played. We missed a bunch of shots, you know, so you gotta find ways to get better at that, making shots. In the end, this is a shot making business. So we gotta make them.
Coach, we appreciate it. Be careful on that trip down all those stairs, and we will talk to you Saturday, my friend.
Thanks for being here, Tom. We'll see you Saturday.
You got it. Brian Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Men, coming up just short this evening with a good CMU team on the road. So tell you what, sports look tomorrow night, right after the Brian Hagan. The evening report, probably 5:15, 5:20 or so. Gus and I'll be with you, and we'll kind of get you up to speed with all kinds of stuff going on. Friday night, it'll be our first high school game, the Atchison Phoenix at Rossville, boys and girls. Saturday, as Coach talked about, Lady Ravens at noon, and the Benedictine Men at 2, BC, up in the Nolan Gymnasium. I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Again, Central Methodist taking 2 over the Ravens tonight. Until we reach you next time, for Joseph producer, engineer, and all-around good guy back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch here in Fayette, Missouri, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.